Warning, The Clattering Train, written by Adam J. West, read by Shane Browning. Quote, who is in charge of the clattering train? The axles creak and the coupling strain, for the pace is hot and the points are near, and sleep hath deadened the driver's ear, and signals flash through the night in vain. Death is in charge of the clattering train. Unquote. Sir Winston Churchill recalled this poem to himself to illustrate his personal frustration with his parliamentary colleagues. But why? Churchill recalled the first few and last few lines from when he was a young boy. His was a shortened version of the poem that appeared in Punch cartoons on October 4, 1890. In the House of Commons on March 19, 1935, Churchill warned the nation of the meagerness of British aircraft production compared to what had been amassed by the Germans. British military might was merely equal and would be eclipsed if urgent action was not taken. His poignant warning to the government to ramp up aircraft production, despite his best efforts, was at that time largely ignored. In Volume 1, titled, quote, The Gathering Storm, unquote, of his six-volume history, quote, The Second World War, unquote, published in 1948, Churchill describes this time in the House just before World War II. On page 109, Churchill wrote, quote, although the House listened to me with close attention, I felt a sensation of despair. To be so entirely convinced and vindicated in a matter of life and death to one's country, and not to be able to make Parliament and the nation heed the warning, was an experience most painful. Unquote. Churchill warned his nation of impending disaster, even when it fell on deaf ears. History applauds his wisdom and courage. But what are some of the signs of, quote, creaking axles, unquote, and, quote, strained couplings, unquote, in Britain today? According to the Office for National Statistics, the ONS, quote, there were 13 divorces an hour in England and Wales in 2012. 1 in 7 divorces were granted as a result of adultery, and it is expected that 42% of marriages will end in divorce. Unquote. Furthermore, as of March 2014, homosexual marriage is now permissible under law. A BBC News article states, quote, David Cameron said the move sent a message that people were now equal, whether gay or straight, unquote, and that, quote, the law change would encourage young people unsure of their sexuality, unquote. Dumbfounding, to say the least. In addition, child abuse scandals are commonplace in the news. Celebrities such as Jimmy Savile and Rolf Harris are among the high-profile offenders. However, a major crackdown by British police agencies revealed a massive pedophile network. Nearly 660 offenders were arrested in July of 2014 alone. Those arrested included doctors, teachers, and care workers. Soon after, Dr. Miles Bradbury admitted to indecent assaults on child patients, even those suffering from cancer. Detective Sergeant Shane Faisley declared that, quote, Bradbury's offenses were an appalling breach of trust committed against vulnerable victims who had been placed in his care, unquote. The problem of perversion against the defenseless has become pervasive in British society. Along with a faltering national healthcare system and millions of pounds being freely given to those milking benefits living life on the dole, it is clear to see how the train is truly clattering. What warning would Winston Churchill issue were he here to witness the nation he loved so dearly jumping off the track? Britain needs a powerful warning message to wake them up so they can turn away from their sins before it's too late. Religious leaders the world over fail to acknowledge the prophecies of God's word when it comes to the Israelite-descended nations. Why? Because they do not understand the master key to Bible prophecy. And what is that key? You need to read our informative booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. Be sure to order your free copy today. You, too, can have a hand in proclaiming that powerful warning message and escape the inevitable train wreck that lies ahead for Britain's clattering train.